those of us who will never, ever, ever get that phone call, I guess, realize what that might be like.
Yeah, so, I mean, going through the process, you try to think about what teams, you know, that need linebackers, what teams, you know, have talked to you the most, what teams haven't talked to you a lot, you know, maybe trying to keep quiet on you. And so you just look at all the draft picks and, you know, a couple picks ahead, I saw a guy to call, and it's a New Orleans area code, and, you know, it's a crazy reaction. You know, the whole room goes silent. I'm with my parents and some other family in Naples, Florida. So, you know, it's just all the emotions come to you. You don't really know how to feel, and when you answer the call, you don't know who you're talking to, and you realize it's New Orleans Saints, and then you just immediately freak out.
Who was it who called you from the Saints, Alex?
What was that?
Who was it from the Saints who called you specifically? Coach Sean Payton?
Yeah, he called. At first it was Mr. Ireland, and then Coach Payton was on the phone after.
Alex, in terms of defensive, are you strictly a linebacker? Are you a guy who can play some rush in? The Saints are a team that said they were looking for rush ends specifically in this draft, and they haven't taken, I guess, the quintessential defensive end, but are you a guy who has that capability?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm a guy that can play inside and outside. And, you know, whether it be rushing on third down, I think I have a lot of untapped potential as far as that goes. So, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not really sure where exactly I'm going to be, but whatever it is, I'm going to do my best and attack it day by day.
A couple of shoulder surgeries for you and a broken arm, Alex. Health-wise, durability-wise, where would you grade yourself?
You know, I've been 100% from the start of this process. You know, it's a question that's been coming up a lot, you know, obviously for obvious reasons. But, you know, I'm excited to move on from it and just continue playing the game we all love. You know, I'm just excited to prove my worth and prove all the doubters wrong, you know.
Alex, while we're talking here, folks who are watching on NewOrleansSaints.com are seeing video of your combine workout. As far as your skill set goes, or the way you like to play, can you put into words for us, you know, how you want us to see that?
As far as the combine goes, and
well, whether it be
overall
the
skill set,
we're watching you go through the workouts of the combine. Obviously, no pads, nobody else in the field. Describe for me, though, in your own words, what kind of a player you are.
Yeah, I think as far as a linebacker goes, I'm a linebacker that's big and athletic. I can run and move well. My change of direction is good. And, you know, I play hard and I play to the whistle. And I'm very critical of myself for effort. And I think that's what it takes to be a great football player. You know, and then obviously, you know, being a student of the game, the best players that have played football, especially at the linebacker position, are the best students of the game. So I pride myself in those things.
I was going to say, one of the notes on you is how high your football IQ is. How have you developed that? What's your process for learning that institutional knowledge of the game?
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of it comes naturally in my upbringing, but also I think a lot of it's effort. You know, it's pretty much a different language you're learning in every system that you're in. And I learned that quickly at Florida. And my goal was to be ready to play as a freshman, and I was able to do that. And part of that was getting in the playbook and being accountable to your teammates and by doing that.
Is there a haircut in your future?
I don't know. We'll see. Man, what do you think?
No, I like the look. I'm extremely jealous, quite frankly, Alex. I just know that's a load to carry around all the time. when did you make that your own? Obviously, this has been going on for some time.
Yeah, I mean, the hair was pretty long this year, and, you know, it's been about a little over two years, so we'll see where it goes from here. But it's endured the heat in Gainesville, Florida, so we'll see how it goes in New Orleans.
Well, I just thought about that, Alex. As a rookie, do you come in with a little bit of an advantage over these other rookies? Because you played in Gainesville. The rest of these guys were in Utah and that kind of thing. Do you understand the heat and humidity that you're going to step into, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, going to school at the University of Florida, you learn that quickly, especially being a guy from Pennsylvania. I wasn't used to it at first, but you get used to it very quickly.
How many jokes about why I'm missing high have you heard over the years?
Oh, a decent amount. You know, it's a small high school outside of Pennsylvania, so, you know, you hear a lot about it, but I'm glad I can make them proud throughout this process.
Are we saying that correctly?
Yeah, why missing?
Why missing? Right here.
Love it.
Yeah. But Jen, you want to tell them where you went to school before we get off the phone? Or?
Yes, Alex, we may have a problem.
What was that?
We may have a problem, you and I.
Oh, what's that?
I am a huge LSU Tiger fan. Big, big. I know. Huge
alum. Hey, it could be worse. It could definitely be worse.
You were right. If you were from Bama, I might have to sit this interview out. I'm going to give this a shot. I'm going to give it a chance.
Yeah.
Alex, before we let you go, what's next for you? I know that the things will really speed up quickly here, but obviously, whether it be in the moment or what you'd like to do next, have you given that any thought?
Yeah, I mean, right now, just enjoying the night with my family, you know, it's time to reflect and then, you know, move on from here. I think it's a beginning ground for a lot of opportunity to come in the future.
All right, congratulations. I bet we'll see you here rather quickly, and all the best to your family, and safe travels, Alex.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
All right, I'm glad he told us earlier about how to pronounce his name.
Yes.
Anzalone. Now we got that squared away. So therefore, we'll not. Yeah, thanks, Alex. That was the first question.
Yeah.
All right, take care, Alex. Okay, yeah. Congratulations. Yep, thank you very much. Alex Anzalone now. I'm glad I didn't have to give up a dollar for every time I mispronounced before we got him on the phone.
Yes, that's going to be a pronunciation key that needs to be in every...